some of your listeners may know that DuPont broke ground officially on our Nevada cellulosic ethanol plant last November, and we're right now thinking or targeting a 12 to 18 month construction period. We expect that plant to begin operations in the middle of 2014 and then enter a period of scale up to full commercial production, which would occur sometime likely in the spring of 2015. And at that time, that plant would be producing or will be producing 30 million gallons of ethanol from corn stalks. I think, you know, everyone's aware that the targets set by RFS2 for cellulosic ethanol, we're not achieving those today. I think both the feedstock aspect and the conversion technology have taken a little bit longer to get worked out than what folks thought back in 2006, 2007. But at DuPont, we're certain that we're within striking distance now. And again, I mentioned those target dates we have. I think another sign that we're serious about this is we have announced just recently the hiring of technical positions to operate that plant. If any of your listeners are interested, check out DuPont.biofuels or even DuPont's Facebook page. But maintenance technicians, process technicians, and laboratory technicians will start hiring. We have 15 positions out there today, and we'll look to add 65 within the next year and a half, two-year time frame. But again, to the heart of your question, I think what we're going to see is that DuPont and some other companies are going to make this happen in that 2015 time frame, and then I think we'll see a game change in the rate of expansion of the industry.